Classic films remain an important part of many a movie lover's life, and area cinephiles will find plenty to rejoice about as gems from the golden age of Hollywood and a number of more contemporary titles return to the big screen this August at the Plaza Theater. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. The Plaza Classic Film Festival returns to the Plaza Theater August 6th to the 16th with a selection of titles and events. The Plaza Classic Film Festival's program director, Doug Pullen, is in the studio today to discuss the upcoming 8th annual Plaza Classic Film Festival. Welcome, Doug.
Thanks, Chuck. Nice to be here.
I can't believe a year's gone by already. We should mention that tickets have just gone on sale for this year's film festival.
Went on sale yesterday.
Easiest way is go to the Plaza Theater box office.
Yeah, Ticketmaster outlets. But if you go to the box office, you don't pay the service charges.
There you go. Avoid service charges. This is a huge event. I know it covers some 11 days. I'm sure you've got a number of titles which make the list would go longer than this program if we just named them all. Why don't we break down some of the highlights? What are some of the big tentpole films that you're bringing in this year?
Well, the biggie would be Gone with the Wind, which, as you know, was shown at the festival in 2009. Bringing it back this year because it was 75 years ago this year that it opened at the Plaza Theater. And this is the 85th anniversary of the theater. Nobody's really celebrating that, but we're throwing little things in this year to kind of pay tribute to that.
Sure.
That'll be on August the 8th. And in conjunction with that, we're going to show some related movies, movies that have some kind of a connection, ranging from Jezebel, which was Warner Brothers' effort to beat them to the punch, to Combat America, which is the propaganda film that Clark Gable made when he was in the Army Air Corps, with others, Streetcar Named Desire, Vivian Leigh, and so on. And then there's a related exhibition that's been in the works for quite a while. The proper name is Frankly, My Dear, The Art and Impact of Gone with the Wind. Opens July 23rd at the El Paso Museum of History. It's built around about two dozen items from the David Selznick collection that we are borrowing from the Harry Ransom Center.
Yeah, the HRC has a great collection.
Oh, yeah. And it's, you know, it's a piece of their exhibition, The Making of Gone with the Wind. But there's documents, concept art, costume sketches, and so on, storyboards. There's some local history supplements to that, what El Paso was like during the Civil War, what El Paso was like in 1940. You know, we were segregated when this movie opened.
The upper balcony would have been only accessible by people of color.
Yeah, they had it's their own staircase, exactly, and their own entrance, not necessarily a privilege. And also there's going to be an authorized reproduction of the Scarlett O'Hara dress from a collector and a textile expert from San Marcos. That's sort of the main thing. Some of the other tent poles, we're showing One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest with Louise Fletcher, who played Nurse Ratched, will be in attendance for that.
So there'll be a question and answer in front of the film or some sort of conversation with the film?
Yeah, she's going to appear with that. And then the next day she'll appear with Thieves Like Us, the Robert Altman movie.
Of course, she won the Oscar for One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yep, thanks for mentioning that. And hopefully we'll have the video of her acceptance where she signed, used sign language to say something to her parents. That should play with that if all goes well.
Interesting.
Yeah. Some of the other tent poles, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, which is actually in the works before Leonard Nimoy died. It was supposed to be a nod to Gene Roddenberry. High Camp in the 1980s. We're doing all musicals that Monday. So Musical Monday, we're going to have The King and I as our tent pole. We've got The Beatles' Help, which we're getting from Apple directly. And that's on August 12th, August 13th, The Deer Hunter. It'll be our first Vietnam movie, tying in with some war anniversaries. August 14th will be American Graffiti, and Cindy Williams will appear with that.
Which people will remember from, of course,
Laverne and Shirley. Yeah. She's not known necessarily for her film career. Yeah. Although she, you know, she worked with Coppola and George Lucas and all these people early in their careers. And then we'll close it out with some also more contemporary stuff, Back to the Future on August 15th and Monty Python and the Holy Grail on the 16th.
Big titles, a lot of favorites, popular titles. I know that silent films have been a part of the festival for a number of years. You have a big silent this year?
Yeah, this year it's The Mark of Zorro from 1920.
Doug Fairbanks.
Yeah, and Walt's Journey will accompany that. That'll be on August the 9th in the afternoon. That's a Sunday.
People forget just what a massive star he was.
Yeah.
He was one of the greatest silent film actors. And, of course, his career went into the talkies as well. And his son's Douglas Fairbanks Jr. has we've shown a number of films, I think, at the Plaza with him in it. But people may not know that what an amazing producer he was, founding United Artists with his wife, Mary Pickford, and Charles Chaplin. Speaking of Chaplin, you have comedies, I presume.
We do, but no Chaplin. We're going to show some Laurel and Hardy this year. In fact, one thing we're going to do, I referenced that anniversary. We tracked down the very first movie to ever play at the theater. By all accounts, a very middling musical.
Follow Through. Yeah.
We're going to get that.
Ran for 3 days.
It was the first movie to play there when the theater opened September 12, 1930, and
a golf film, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a golf musical.
Yeah,
Buddy Rogers. We're getting it from the UCLA Film Archive, and we're going to show it with Bratz, the Laurel and Hardy short, which was the original program minus the newsreels.
Great. I know that it's not the Plaza Classic Film Festival isn't just all about films. You've got a number of other special events, some outdoor things happening. Walk us through some of those maybe non-theatrical events that get people out and about.
Yeah, we do outdoor concerts and movies, obviously. This year they're going to be on Oregon Street, Oregon at Mills. And we're going to have some of the local bands playing Mariachi Fatigo, which is for lack of a better description, indie rock meets mariachi music. Los Traques, they're kind of blues and rock and country with an El Paso touch. Dan Lambert is going to be out there with his trio. And one other act that is not officially locked in yet.
I know that there's a certain segment of the population that always wonders, is Rocky Horror Picture Show coming back?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The outdoor movies are going to be, we're going to have Ladies and Gentlemen, the Rolling Stones to kick it off on that Friday, August 7th.
And you just saw the Stones.
Yeah, I did.
I believe.
I did.
One of your favorite bands, I know.
No, my favorite band. I did. And I've actually covered Stones tours going back to 75. So that shows how old I am.
You mentioned you're celebrating the anniversary of the opening of the Plaza Theater. 85 years now. And what it was like when it opened. It was segregated. Are there going to be tours and things where people can delve a little deeper into the history of the theater itself?
No, I didn't really plan them. I think this is just sort of a little quiet way of doing it because there's really – I mean, 85 is not a sexy anniversary, but I thought somebody should do something to kind of remind people about, you know, when the theater opened and the role it has played. And so there may be some things said from the stage, but no big tours.
It is remarkable the memories, though, that theater has created in the lives of many in the region. I remember you mentioned the 2009 screening of Gone with the Wind, and I remember a woman walking out, elderly woman with several generations with her and just crying. And I asked her if she was all right, and she said, I started crying when the credits rolled, and I didn't stop for 3.5 hours. And she was there with her great-grandchild, grandchildren, and daughter, and she remembered as a girl seeing that film in the Plaza Theater.
Really? Wow.
And, you know, movies have a way of taking us back to the moment we saw them originally and the place we saw them. So it's not just the films, it's the venue itself that I think holds such a cherished place in the hearts of so many in this area.
Yeah, and you know, growing up here, I came along too late. I mean, I saw things there, but they were mostly concerts. I saw Damien, The Omen. They're not exactly a cherished memory, but you know, that I was at the tail end
among the last days of the Plaza.
Yeah, exactly.
Before it shut up.
Didn't see The Exorcist there when it opened.
Expectations for attendance this year?
I think it'd probably be pretty much in line with what it's been. You know, it could be a little more because the footprint does expand a bit more. I think the Gone with the Wind exhibit is probably going to be a high traffic exhibit. The Art Museum is doing a Warhol tribute where they're combining films, some of his 60mm films with Polaroids and screen print prints that are from their collection, also the Rubin Center's collection.
Right.
That'll be a shorter exhibition. That'll run August 4th through 16. The outdoor movies tend to draw very well. We're also up on the parking garage, Mills Plaza parking garage. As you know, that caters to a little bit younger, different crowd. So we're going to show Spaceballs the first Thursday night, August 6th. That is
Mel
a little
Brooks film.
Yeah. Yeah, and as you know, there have been a few Mel Brooks films at the festival that have done well. And this is a little joke that, you know, once again, we've tried to get Star Wars, and once again, they said no. So we'll show the spoof. Yeah, we'll show the spoof instead. And the following week, we'll show There's Something About Mary up there.
For people interested in coming, but you can't possibly go to every single film over 11 days, you have advice of how to navigate or get your tickets early, I imagine?
It's always a good idea to do that in case, especially with certain movies. You know, like Gone with the Wind will probably have a very big crowd. And we put a lot of the Gone with the Wind related programming over that first few days of the festival. So if people are coming in from out of town, and I have already been contacted by some people who are planning on it, they can take all that stuff in while they're here, if that's the case. There will be another baseball movie this year. We're going to show The Natural on August 5th at the baseball park.
Natural choice.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, you know, most of it is called the Plaza Classic Film Festival. Mm-hmm. I know you screen a number of local films. Mm-hmm. How are those distributed through the festival?
Should be, if all works out, there should be at least six programs of so-called local flavor films. We extended the deadline a little bit, even though we were actually getting quite a few. But the guy who curates it wanted to have a little bit more to work with, to choose from. We may even have, by the time this airs, we may even have a New Mexico showcase night, because we've had a number come in from New Mexico and CMI at NMSU. We're also doing more documentaries this year. You know, Gerald Perry, who's been a regular at the festival, has a new one on the Archie comics, Archie's right. Betty.
With a local connection.
Yeah, there. Tom Moore, who has agreed to appear. We also have a documentary called Kingdom of Shadows, which is about the war on drugs. And that filmmaker, Bernardo Ruiz, will be in for that. Bart Weiss is coming back. He's going to do a program on Albert Maysles and why he was a groundbreaker.
Yeah, just passed away recently.
Yeah, just a few months ago, right? And he's going to also – he's doing a program on him, but we're also going to show Grey Gardens to tie in with that.
And as we wrap up, anything you're particularly wanting to make sure you see? Other than the Rolling Stones song.
I love those moments where the whole crowd comes together, and they're usually unexpected. Last year, one of them was Hard Day's Night, the way people sang that last 30 minutes, and it got louder and louder. One of the movies I'm looking forward to seeing on the big screen is The Deer Hunter, but that is not going to be an easy watch for some people. But yeah. You know, I have a connection through my brother who was in Vietnam and died as a result of his service. And I watched it in preparation this year, and I had an emotional reaction I had not had before, because he was alive when that movie came out and when I saw it.
That'll certainly be a powerful experience. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I'm looking forward to Red River myself, because I'm a huge Howard Hawks fan. But Doug, always good to chat with you, and best of luck with this year's festival.
Thank you very much.
I've been discussing the upcoming 8th Annual Plaza Classic Film Festival with the festival's program director, Doug Pullen. The Plaza Classic Film Festival returns to downtown El Paso with screenings and events in and around the historic Plaza Theater, August 6th to the 16th. Tickets are already on sale at the Plaza Theater box office, and you can find more information about films, events, special guests, and passes at plazaclassic.com or by calling the El Paso Community Foundation at 533-4020. On Film's producer is Norma Martinez. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horek. Thank you for listening to On Film.